National Australia Bank is the last of the big four banks to announce a fall in its profits. Its full-year profit is still $4.8 billion, but it has dived by almost 14%. The NAB was particularly hard hit by the Royal Commission, and its interim chief executive is giving no guarantee that all the bad news about banker misconduct is out. With more, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, you've been speaking with the NAB's Phil Chronican this morning. How is he framing this profit slump?
Well, Eleanor, the NAB was pretty much ravaged by the Royal Commission last year, and back in February, after a highly critical final report from Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hain, both Chief Executive Andrew Thorburn and Chairman Dr. Ken Henry were forced to retire. Recently, the NAB revealed its customer remediation bill as a result of misconduct and mistakes had risen by $1.1 billion, taking full provisions to over $2 billion. Just a few days ago, Westpac posted a 16% lower profit, cut its dividends to shareholders, and announced a $2 billion capital raising as an extra buffer to meet the unquestionably strong requirements from the banking regulator, APRA. NAB's interim chairman, Phil Chronican, who's about to replace Ken Henry as chairman, thinks the worst of the bad news at the once prestigious bank might be over. But this morning he wasn't giving any guarantees.
Oh, I think we're through the worst of it, but I wouldn't pretend that it's over. There's a lot of issues that are still on our plate and a lot of work still to be done.
At what point will you be satisfied that all the misconduct has been weeded out?
Well, we're working our hardest to make sure that it is, and we're continuing to look for new issues. I don't think this issue will be completely off our plate for another year or two.
So you're not entirely sure there aren't any more ticking time bombs in there?
Well, I don't think they're anything large, but as we find things we're not 100% happy with, we fix them.
Inherited a cultural, reputational and legal mess at the NAB and a $1.1 billion bill in remediation costs to settle the misconduct and mistakes. Will that compensation bill rise?
We can't be 100% certain that it won't rise. So while we're hopeful that there's not a significant amount more to come, I think it would be unwise to say it's 100% clear.
Will the big issues be out of the way by the time Ross McEwan takes over as the new CEO next month so he has a clean slate?
Oh, I think there'll still be some work to do for Ross to finish off the work that we've started, but we're trying obviously to make the transition to Ross as positive as we can, because you know, we want Ross to focus on building the future of the business, not addressing the issues of the past.
The NAB's one-time head of business banking, Joseph Healy, has written an insider's account of banking, including the dark side, called Breaking the Banks. So should the big banks be broken up and the four pillars policy disbanded?
I think having large, strong banks helps Australian business, doesn't harm it. We have the capability to be able to absorb risk, but we've clearly learnt a lot.
Banks remain on the nose in Canberra, not surprisingly, but we've also seen intervention in the energy sector. Do you feel that the government at the moment is anti-business?
I wouldn't say the government's anti-business. I think businesses, some businesses do have to have a look at some of their practices, as we've had to do in our industry, and assess whether or not they're completely appropriate. And I know there are a range of issues that businesses are having to face into where things haven't been done properly. And I think it's time for business across the board to make sure that it's operating the way way customers expect it.
And you're about to take over from Dr. Ken Henry, who's retiring as chairman. What lessons has he been able to pass on to you and other NAB staff about taking responsibility?
Ken and I and other members of the NAB board worked together on last year's self-assessment document, which was, I think, a pretty good summation of where we think the lessons are. Ken contributed to that. And there's a number of things in there, but part of it is simply that the board needed to be more demanding and push the management team harder on a number of areas. And obviously we need to hold people to account when we don't get the outcomes that we're expecting.
That's the NAB's interim chief executive, Phil Chronican, speaking with the ABC's Peter Ryan.